with Lance Gilman at Northern Alliance Financial, customizing the strategy of your retirement plan is just one of his goals. With Lance Gilman and Northern Alliance Financial, there's so much more. It's a custom approach in taking the time to get to know you, to get to know your unique financial situation. Most importantly, finding out your retirement goals. That information is critical in creating your retirement plan. This involves building income for your retirement and proper protection with proactive tax strategies, long-term care and out-of-pocket healthcare protection, and knowing your legacy wishes. Building your retirement, and it never hurts to get that human touch. Holistic and customized retirement planning. It means so much. Call Lance Gilman at Northern Alliance Financial, 833-856-1384. 833-856-1384.
Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
When it comes to financial literacy, social media has done a lot of damage. We're exposing some of the worst financial planning advice to go viral on social media, exploring why it's so dangerous, and doing a bit of financial influencer myth-busting to perfect the record on today's show. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. This is Financial Safari. I'm Steve Siddall. Joining me today, Peter Hansen. Peter Hansen is an advisor with Northern Alliance Financial, independent fiduciary, nearly 20 years helping folks getting to and through retirement. Peter, always a pleasure. How are you?
Good, Steve. It's been a while. I think we've had a couple of snowstorms in between, even though spring is here in Maine. But I'm glad that we're back at it, and it's good to hear your voice.
Well, yeah, absolutely. You too. And I think this is going to be a segment that, you know, we've been kicking it around here for a long time. And you know, the whole, you know, social media thing, I'm not a particularly big social media guy, but you got to kind of dabble. And when I started to see what people were saying on a financial side, the personal finance hashtag on TikTok amassed 10.7 billion views. Whew. That is something. Congress talked about banning the app, of course, and I like this one too. Wall Street Zen, 76% of Gen Zers scroll through TikTok or YouTube to get financial advice. Now, Peter, does that scare you as much as it scares me?
It does, especially, you know, of course, given, you know, what we do. I mean,
yes, that's what I mean.
People come in to visit a financial advisor, and hopefully that advisor has not only education, but experience, real world experience dealing with the economy, real world experience, you know, in banking, having an understanding of, you know, supply versus demand, and also how money works. What's scary is, you know, you have kids sometimes without that level of experience that have, you know, millions of followers giving advice on something they may have heard, something they may have seen. And unfortunately, people following these people, these kids, mm-hmm. and not only kids, just influencers. You know, I think you mentioned the word influencer, and there's a lot of influence going on that's not backed up. They don't really have the credentials to be giving that level of advice. And unfortunately, people are listening to it.
What? You mean everything on the internet's not true?
It hasn't been. Never.
Ever. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. But this is kind of, you know, I was thinking, you talk about influencer, and that's a word certainly that's come around in about the last 10 years, would you say?
Without a doubt. I had to look up what it meant. I think I told you once, my son is one of those kids that makes money on YouTube. Remember Siskel and Ebert for the movies? You
yes,
could watch Siskel and Ebert. They would tell you what movies are playing.
Thumbs up or thumbs down.
Exactly. My son has a YouTube channel where you can go onto his channel and find out what other YouTubers are doing, what their content is about, who's popular, who got kicked off YouTube, because that happens as well.
Wow.
So he kind of created a hub that other kids and or people his age, young 20s, can go on and say, okay, what does this guy have to say about what these folks are doing, and kind of get a preview or Reader's Digest version of what these other folks are doing.
Yeah, sure.
But so I understand the fact that he somehow influences people. An influencer, I understand there are kids on YouTube, kids on X, kids on these other platforms that will test out products, test out gifts. That's okay. But when you have somebody, and I shouldn't keep saying kid, but when you have somebody without the financial background, without a securities license, giving financial advice, you can run into a whole heck of a lot of trouble. And I expect that's where you're going with this, Steve.
Well, yeah, exactly. And again, you know, some of the, just the numbers here are just astounding to me. Let's see, Paxful, a company, said that more than half of the influencer accounts that they'd analyzed posted at least one misleading video. Now, the audience sample size, that's a collective 9.46 million followers. Wow, that's a lot of wrong out there that a lot of people are seeing.
Almost 10 million people listening to something that advice that's either inaccurate, you know, and sometimes this advice can hurt people. We've seen that as well.
Right. Sure.
I mean, we give examples. We run an asset preservation workshop for folks. And understanding the difference between a will and a trust, and or if ever you come into money, in other words, through winning the lottery, and or you know, somebody, one of your relatives passes away, and you have money, you're not used to it, you can actually hurt yourself with that. It's important that you go and you seek the advice of a professional, hopefully somebody that's in the area. I wouldn't turn to the internet to find out what to do with money, just like I wouldn't turn to a lot of these influencers to find out what to do and how to save, and or I mean, my gosh, we have examples of how many folks have lost money in celebrities to being advised by their advisor not to pay their taxes.
Right.
We see that.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy.
We can listen.
I mean, there's a now. So we discovered that there's a lot of people criticizing 401ks out there. And so we put together a montage of just a few of those that we found. Here they are.
401k is the biggest scam in America.
401ks are a scam.
401ks are the worst investment.
Screw the 401k.
The most idiots out there. That go, oh, I have a 401k. Well, you've been sold a bill of goods, sweetheart.
401ks are just there to keep people at work, not great financial freedom.
Yeah, because a 401k is going to keep me at work. So,
wow.
I mean, those are real posts on TikTok of and people that are sharing that information. And they, like you said, they're influencers. They've got thousands of followers.
I would expect every one of those that is knocking the 401k has a product that they're selling or some sort of a system, right? People sell a system. Chances are they're not making money off anything other than the sales of that system. They probably didn't get rich by using that system. I guarantee you they're making money by people that are purchasing that system. So to be knocking a 401k, most of the money that comes into our accounts here at Northern Alliance Financial is moving over from 401ks because that's where the largest amount of wealth is. You know, typically 401ks are less expensive than other forms of saving. You have a company match in a 401k. I couldn't understand why you would knock it.
Well, yeah. Why would you knock free money?
Well, it doesn't make sense. In fact, when people come to us and they're on the younger side, which is rare because we're dealing primarily with folks that are retired or retiring, they said, you know, I heard, in fact, this goes right along with what you're talking about. People will say, I've heard that I should forgo the 401k, take the money that I would be putting in and invest it myself in this, you know, project or buying real estate. I would say take advantage of the 401k, at least for the company match, if not more, because it's very inexpensive. Chances are if they're in a 401k, they're in the accumulation phase. It's the easiest way to accumulate assets. And it's kind of passive, which is okay when you're in the accumulation phase. Let the market do what it's due because you have a long time horizon. I'm a fan of the 401k.
Course. Right. 833-856-1384 is the number, folks. Another headline, invest in the rich and famous to get rich and famous. Really?
Yeah.
I've never bought into that line.
No, I haven't heard that line, but I do know what happened with people following the influencers to buy into FTX, right? Who
yes.
was on there? Tom Brady, I think, got into a little bit of that.
Oh, yeah. And you know, yeah, a lot of people in Hollywood, yeah.
You know, it's scary. I don't know. I wish some of those people would do a little bit more homework sometimes. And I'm sure that they, you know, those rich and famous people that were being an influencer to coax people into buying into that had some monetary gain as well. But you do your homework, you know, speak with somebody that works in that field, you know, not just your parents, not just the internet, but do some homework before investing money into something like that. Look what all the people that got hurt with FTX.
Oh, yeah, FTX. I mean, you go back further and you know, Bernie Madoff, you know, the number of celebrities that were, you know, ripped off by him is amazing.
I was just thinking about that. I just watched one of those shows over the weekend. It was on the collateralized mortgage debt and how they package up those securities. It's interesting. Oh, wow. You can watch documentaries on just the high level, but once you get down into it, it was amazing how people were getting fired from their jobs at Citibank because they were whistleblowers. They would say, look, guys, we wouldn't, this doesn't even pass our test, never mind packaging up these securities and selling it to another bank. The gentleman that was doing that, he lost his job because of it. You know, you have to do it. Sometimes it's hard to know who to trust.
Well, it is. But again, working with, you know, with Northern Alliance Financial, you are an independent fiduciary firm. You've got a lot of experience. And I mean, again, that to me, when you start talking about money and you start talking about retirement, that's what I want. I mean, I want those three things: experience, fiduciary, and independent.
That plus we're right here. I mean, you know, people are coming through our doors. We have locations all throughout the state for a reason, so that people can come in, sit across the table from us, look us in the eye, and ask for that advice. And, you know, if we're going to be giving advice that's not correct, people are going to come back and see us. So we have every incentive to only make advice that, in fact, not only if it's in the best of the consumer's interest, but that it's not going to come back on us. So we have to be doing our homework, you know, and that's why we're very transparent. We have offices, location. We like to have folks come in and sit across the table from us only during the COVID time period where we're doing things on Zoom. Or once in a while, one of our clients will move to Florida or something like that. We continue that relationship. You know, in the wintertime, we'll talk to them via Zoom. Other than that, it's about coming in. So, sit down with somebody that you can actually personally touch and have the conversation, ask the advice of those folks.
Well, I know. Yeah. Some of the big box firms, you call an 800 number, you never talk to the same person twice. You know, there is something about, like you said, building a relationship and that relationship essentially turns into a giant family out there.
It does. We've acquired quite a few clients just from folks where their advisor either left the state of Maine and or they've never had an advisor in the state. For example, there are some firms that are headquartered out west and they might have a few advisors in Boston. The Boston advisor will come up, meet with the potential client once, bring them on board, but then every meeting after that is from that advisor's office in Massachusetts via Zoom or GoToMeeting or on the phone because they don't want to come back up to Maine anymore. We're a Maine company. We're located right here. We're not going anywhere. It makes a huge difference when people have the comfort level of knowing they can physically walk through a door and sit down and talk with their advisor.
Absolutely. Well, on that note, Peter, let's take a quick break. Come on back and continue our conversation.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey, that sounds great. Here is an opportunity for you to review your individual circumstances, all with no cost, no obligation. What you'll find out is how much risk you're really taking. Are there red flags that could pop up down the line? Do you really know what you're paying in fees or commissions? What about tax liabilities? And of course, a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefit. If you want to take advantage of this complimentary review, call us right now, 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384. We're going to take a quick break, come right back, and continue on Financial Safari with Peter Hansen.
Coming up, we continue down the rabbit hole of bad financial planning advice gone viral on social media and separate retirement planning fact from retirement planning fiction.
How's the market doing?
It's fine.
How's the market doing now?
The same as it was 5 seconds ago.
Stop worrying about market volatility. A good retirement plan will keep you from panicking. Get that solid retirement plan with lifetime income and protection from retirement pitfalls. Call Lance Gilman at Northern Alliance Financial, 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384.
We are back on Financial Safari. I'm Steve Siddall. Joining me today, Peter Hansen. He's got nearly 20 years helping folks, yes, independent, fiduciary. And you're very involved in the community. We were just talking about that. But, I mean, that's where you grew up. So, I mean, you know, you've got some skin in the game, so to speak.
We do, yeah. I mean, when you live in the community, you're certainly going to do everything you can to help that community. My wife and I lived in Cape Natick, Maine for about 10 years, and then she got a job up in Westbrook, so we moved to Scarborough, and that was about 14 years ago. So we've been up in the Scarborough area for a long period of time. Yeah. You know, grew up in Biddeford, went to college in New Hampshire, so, you know, I've been offered jobs and gone and checked out companies at different locations around the Atlanta, Georgia area, went down to the DC area, and when my wife and I were planning on raising kids, we said, you know, there's nothing like New England, there's nothing like Maine. So we came back, we're here to stay, we're not going anywhere, and what's cool is I sounds like my kids are staying in the same area as well.
Nice. Oh, that's got to make you feel good, too.
It does. We don't have to take a cross-country flight to go say hi, right?
I understand. So we're going to continue with the social media stuff and really not only TikTok, but we got a clip from an influencer in his own right. I mean, it's Steve Harvey. Family Feud is the show. So He asks a question to a contestant and then offers his own advice. Here it is.
Give me a milestone people achieve they can be proud of.
Well, one day, I would like to have no debt.
That's not going to happen. debt is okay. OPM, other people's money, is how you get rich.
True.
You use other people's money, not yours. That's how you get rich.
Really, Peter? This is news to me. I know that that's a strategy for some, but let's break it down. Let's talk about it in a realistic view.
Well, I'll tell you, Steve. I guess maybe a little secret out. I'm glad that I got a few of the highlights of what we're going to talk about today, and I'm glad that I saw that. And part of the highlight in the note was understanding that phrase. Other people's money, getting rich using other people's money. So I went ahead into my computer and I Googled, get rich using other people's money.
Sure.
I assume Steve Harvey is kidding when he says that, because when you Google that, there's about 17 different companies that come up that kind of use that catchphrase. And I wouldn't say they're companies, I'd say they're fly-by-night organizations, because they probably don't exist very long.
Sure.
And then if you go ahead and you type in getting rich using other people's money -scam, oh my gosh, now you see the Department of Justice. Now you see all sorts of organizations that are trying to stop those scams. And I'm not saying that there's not some sort of financial formula where you can, you know, use debt and borrow money from other people to go ahead. But to me, that sounds like a margin call. It sounds like you're buying on margin. It doesn't make any sense. So I have trouble with that. When people are coming in, one of the first things we ask them is to visit with us, what is your budget? What debt do you have, and what's your plan to repay that? Have you gotten rid of your mortgage? It's okay to carry a mortgage for a while into retirement. That's okay if your rate is good. But for the most part, you want to walk into retirement without that weight on your shoulders. You want to be have, it's just, you see people once they come in and say, Pete, I just made my last mortgage payment. Okay, I'm retiring in April. You see 10 pounds, 20 pounds comes off their shoulders. They sit up straighter. They feel better. They've accomplished that goal of getting out of debt. So I can't stick with Steve Harvey on this. I'm going to assume he's a good guy. And I'm going to assume he was kind of joking.
Yes, let's hope so. 833-856-1384 is the number. So let's talk about FIRE, the financial independence, retire early. Now that had a lot of momentum, but it does seem to be waning a little bit. Is that what you're seeing too?
Yeah, I know this has to do with TikTok. I've never been on TikTok, Steve. I've heard of it. Like I said, earlier in the segment, my son has a YouTube channel. I'm not familiar with TikTok and indoor. I know there's an awful lot of talk about it's Chinese and or has a Chinese algorithm and or somehow the Chinese can collect data off of TikTok. That's the one, right?
That's the one.
So as far as financially free, retire early, it sounds good. It makes sense. But I'm not sure if there's a negative connotation to what they're talking about. Maybe you can enlighten me a little bit.
Well, again, I mean, if you think you're going to retire at, say, 40, what are you going to do? I mean, you know, you could at that point have 60 years, right?
Yeah, I don't
conceivably.
Know.
Conceivably. I mean, all right, so let's go 50 years.
I think you're going to die
early. Do you have enough money at 40 to retire early?
I don't know how, unless you're going to live off ramen noodles, peanut butter, and live in a tent. I don't know why you'd want to do that.
That's right. Well, I mean, again, it sounds really good, but again, the reality is you start to dig into it, it's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like the American dream. You know, I love hearing the clients that come in tell me what their plans are. That's the most fun that I can possibly have in a career. I don't feel like I'm working when I've helped develop a plan for clients that wanted to purchase the RV and or, you know, live low to the ground. Some people want to travel. Some people just want to be around for the grandkids. Some people want multiple homes. Some people say, I would never leave the state of Maine. But it's so great when the plan that they expound to us, we're able to facilitate financially for them, put them in the right position so that they can live that out. I've never heard of somebody really retiring at 40 or 50. Those that retire early before 65 usually end up going back to work because they're bored.
Well, yeah, what else are you going to do? All your friends are going to be working.
That's right. That's right. It's like my father. He's outlived all of his friends. He's looking for people to hang out with. He's 89 years old, you know?
Oh, man.
But he kept himself busy. He worked as a banker for 40 years, and then he joined the Census Bureau for another 20 as a retirement job. Loves it. You have to have a reason to get up. So, I wish I had more to compliment that the acronym FIRE, financially free, retire early. I understand what they're talking about. I don't know how you do it. Yeah. I don't know why you'd want to.
I know. Well. Again, it. The thing is with TikTok, the videos are very short. So I mean, again, they're saying, okay, you can retire at 42 if you have this much saved. And I mean, less than 60 seconds, someone's going to base a decision on that because influencers, right? I mean, that's what it comes down to. But we have to again, let's be honest. Let's be realistic here.
True. Yeah. I mean, I work as a retirement planner in the financial sector. I don't know how you do it. And I would assume are these people selling a system? Are they selling you do these things? You know, you put this much money over here, you buy into this program or this segment. Again, I would go into say, if somebody's selling you a system, chances are they're getting rich off the sales of that system, not having used the system themselves. They didn't get rich from the system. They're getting rich by selling the system to masses of people.
Well, sure. You can write a book on AI and, title the book 25 Ways to Make Money with AI and publish it. And what you do is you just say, hey, publish a book called Ways to Make Money on AI, right?
That's how they get rich, right? That's not from using their own system. And you know what's tough is that a lot of these systems, they prey on the downtrodden. They prey on those that are in debt. They prey on people that are hurt and They look for victims, and the victim is somebody that will succumb to doing something that they wouldn't normally do if they weren't in the bad situation that they are. And that's unfortunate, and that's what happens. Yeah.
We've got one more piece of audio, Peter, and this one just blows my mind. It sounds so outrageous, but it did go viral, 2.6 million likes on TikTok. The story is the Federal Reserve has a secret $1 million bank account for every American citizen. Here you go.
If you look at your Social Security card, you look at the back of the card, there's a letter on the back of your Social Security card. Mine's G. That correlates with a Federal Reserve bank. Take that routing number for that bank, which is on the internet, and then your Social Security number is the account number, and you literally have an account in a Federal Reserve bank attached to your name with millions of dollars in it. I've actually used the number and routing number to test it, see if it works. I've used it on energy and the payment has gone through. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, I ain't buying it. I don't buy it for the fun. I mean, come on. Yeah. You know, if that were true, we'd all be running down there.
Yeah, the government has extra account money for every one of us.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure. And again, what are they selling? I mean, what's the purpose of that? And, you know, I think there's a certain bit of shock jock value to a lot of what people say
sure there
online.
Is.
And maybe that's what that is.
Sure.
But people took this seriously. Didn't they try to do this?
Well, yeah, according to the New York Times, over 100 people tried, over 100,000, tried to get over 100,000 payments, totaling more than $100 million.
Well, it was attempted, yeah.
Oh, it was attempted, yeah.
This is just to show how many people were listening to, well, that was one clip, or was that one example of many folks saying the same thing?
No, I'm not sure, but that was one that stood out to us.
Yeah, yeah, that's too bad. Take the place of where you're getting the education from into account. Maybe I'm judgy, but that person didn't sound like a financial planner. Didn't sound like an attorney.
Not at
either,
all.
You know, it sounded
like
somebody
laying
on the couch.
But therein lies the problem, Peter.
Yeah. Right.
Well, yeah, therein lies the problem in that they're not financial advisors and they're not held to any standard. There's no checks and balance on any of these people. With you, you have to tell us the truth. You're a fiduciary and not that you wouldn't, but again, that fiduciary part of this is so important.
But again, a good point. We have oversight. You know, Foundations Investment Advisors is our registered investment advisory firm. They have oversight over us. We have to account to them.
833-856-1384. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and continue with Peter Hansen on Financial Safari.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey, that sounds great. Folks, here it is, a great opportunity for you to get a financial roadmap put together. Let them take that complex financial world and turn it into something that really makes sense. Here's your chance to get a true, practical financial review. So if you're listening, call us, 833-856-1384. You'll get that comprehensive financial review just reviewed, and you'll see where you are now. But more importantly, it becomes a roadmap that can really help get you to where you need to be when it comes to retirement. 833-856-1384. 833-856-1384. Quick break. We're back with more Financial Safari and Peter Hansen right after this.
Failing to plan for what feels like a tiny piece of your financial planning puzzle now could wind up having catastrophic consequences later. We have you covered with the retirement planning questions you should be asking sooner rather than later. Stay tuned.
This is such a blow to investors.
You know what, right now, breaking news in your stocks all around the world.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets and Wall Street money traps. If you're unsure, worried, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Call Lance Gilman and the team at Northern Alliance Financial at 833-856-1384. Again, that's 833-856-1384.
During the 1940s, brothers Harry and Joseph Kaufman, who owned a wholesale candy store in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, acquired a wholesale toy company from a candy client who owed them money for outstanding debts. On September 21, 1946, Kaufman Brothers opened a wholesale toy store, marking the company's entry into the wholesale toy industry. In 1948, Kaufman Brothers Incorporated ended its involvement in the candy business to focus entirely on the toy business. In 1973, the company ended its toy wholesaling to become a shopping mall-based toy retailer known as KB Toy & Hobby, with KB named after the initials in Kaufman Brothers. In 1977, the company name changed to KB Toy & Hobby Shops, Incorporated. The company became a direct competitor to Toys R Us in 1994 when it expanded its mall locations and began opening stores known as KB Toy Works. In December 2000, Bain Capital purchased the company for $305 million in partnership with KB Toy's management team. KB Toy suffered tough competition during the 2003 crisis Christmas season. With $300 million in debt, KB Toys filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in January 2004 and closed more than 600 stores, resulting in layoffs of more than 3,400 of the employees' 13,000 employees. KB Toys exited Chapter 11 bankruptcy in August 2005 with 90% of its ownership under PKBT Holdings, an affiliate of Prentice Capital Management. The company had 640 stores. Because of poor sales at its mall-based locations as well as competition, the company filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy on December 11, 2008. The chain began going out of business sales that month. KB Toys brand and related intangible assets were sold by Stream Bank LLC to Toys R Us on September 4, 2009 for a reported $2.1 million. Strategic Marks LLC, a company that buys and revives defunct brands, registered a trademark for KB Toys in 2016 after Toys R Us allowed the previous registration to lapse. In March 2018, Strategic Marks founder Ilya Kassov stated that due to Toys R Us going out of business in the United States, Strategic Marks planned to open 1,000 KB Toys pop-up stores across America for Black Friday. In early 2018, Kassov announced that the relaunch would be delayed until 2019. In March 2019, Kassov cited a lack of funding as the reason that the pop-up stores did not open as planned. As of August 2020, there has been no news from Strategic Marks about the KB Toys revival.
And we're back on Financial Safari. I'm Steve Siddall. Peter Hansen is here. Peter, with nearly 20 years helping folks getting to and through retirement as an independent fiduciary, as is the entire team at Northern Alliance Financial. The website is nafinancialadvisors.com. nafinancialadvisors.com. Check it out, because not only can you meet the team that is Northern Alliance Financial, you will also find some great information. You can see the TV shows, you can see the radio shows, or hear the radio shows. I mean, again, it's all right there. You've done a great job.
Yeah, thank you. We have by the time this plays, we will have had two customer client appreciation events, one in Brewer, one in Auburn. Derek and I are considering one in early summer, running one down here in Southern Maine. We're keeping our website updated. Gosh, we've just been so busy. We're going back out to film some more of the TV shows. Of course, we do this every week. What I've seen a lot lately is people coming in, having gone through the 2022 downturn, saying, I never want that to happen again. So it's bringing up conversations, very constructive conversations about what can we do to prevent that? You know, our last advisor or our last firm, you know, the market was down 20% and so were we. That's what we're paying a fee for, Pete. Why is that happening? So it brings up the conversations of some fixed income that we can get into a little bit later. I was just thinking, with everything that you just said, that's the trend. You have to have your finger on the pulse of where you're working. That's the trend right now. People don't want to go through a 2022 again anytime soon. And there's things you can do to prevent that.
Of course, and that's where you come in, because you're always forward looking, and you know, you're reactive, not proactive. That in and of itself makes a big difference.
It does. Yeah, it's important that the advisor that you have, or advisory team that you have, which is really how we work, does have their finger on the pulse. They have the experience. They've been through the not only the good times and the bad times. It's easy to make money when the market's doing well. A true test of your advisory firm is how well do they do during a 2022 or 2008.
Sure. All right. 833-856-1384. You know, a good financial advisor is going to be able to answer these questions. A great financial advisor is going to make sure that you actually ask the question, or if you don't ask it, you're going to give us the answer. We got you covered here. What do you think, Peter? What's a question that we know we should be asking?
The number one question people ask when they come in is, do I have enough to retirement? Or what do I need for retirement income? Where does it come from? And that comes down to budgeting. You know, it comes down to have you built a plan? What are you spending money on now? And what is that going to look like after you retire? Things change. You know, you have to plan for the unforeseen as well. That's a big question. Do I have enough to retire?
Mm-hmm. So if someone says to you, I want to retire in 5 years, what do I do right now today to get that ball rolling?
The answer to that question is different for everybody. And that's where we come in. Sure. You know, people will be coming in, and one thing we'll want to run is a portfolio x-ray. what are their holdings now? What are they invested in? And what's their risk going forward? So based on the holdings they have right now, whether they're managing it themselves and or they have an advisory firm or they're just sitting in a 401k, what's going to happen if we have another 2008? So we take their holdings and run them backwards through Morningstar, through a portfolio x-ray to see what their risk is. So again, that question, what are we going to do in 5 years? That's different for everybody. For the most part, though, at least start planning. That's the first step. You know, what am I going to need to spend once I retire? What is my monthly budget going to be? How much do I need to live the lifestyle that I want to live? Do you have some big expenses coming up? So different for everybody, but that's what we address.
So I know pensions are kind of gone by the way of the dodo bird, but if I did have a pension, if I was fortunate enough, and the lump sum pension comes into play, what do we do there, and what should we be asking?
It's another good question. A lot of people, those few that do have pensions, if they have a lump sum option, more often than not, I find that it makes sense to go ahead and take the lump sum option as long as you have a plan for what's going to happen. I don't mean just take out the lump sum and sit it in your bank account or take out the lump sum and go buy something. You have to have a plan. The problem, and the good news is that some people have pensions. The bad news is that some people that have pensions don't explore their options. For example, if you take the annuity from a pension, chances are it's going to cover only two people. And if you cover more than one person, as far as an annuity payment on a pension, you're going to be getting a reduced benefit. And then if the two of you were to pass, the company, for the most part, keeps the money. However, you could take that lump sum instead of the annuity option and put it into an insurance vehicle or invest it. And now you have not only added beneficiaries, but now you're in control of it rather than the company. You've heard of pensions down in the Pittsburgh and the Philadelphia area going by the wayside because I think there was some mismanagement of money on the municipality side and people lost their pensions. If you have an option of a lump sum, explore options of taking the lump sum from your pension, but make sure you're going to make the right decision and check out with a fiduciary advisor.
So that pension actually could become an annuity.
A pension could become an annuity. Sometimes annuity it doesn't jive with folks, but still, if you take it out and if you manage it tactically in the market, it can still be a better option than taking the annuity payment from the pension, correct?
Sure, sure. And again, those are the kinds of questions that should be asked. And I like that because the lump sum pension offer, that can make, like you said, can make a big difference. So what's another question that you get a lot, Peter?
People come in and they ask, I hear a lot about annuities. I hear bad things about annuities. I hear good things about annuities. What can you tell me about annuities? Sure. And I can tell you there's many different kinds of annuities. There's variable annuities, there's fixed annuities, and then there's fixed index annuities. And truly, us as a team, we're partial towards the fixed index annuity. It's a vehicle in which you can get reasonable market gains. Even though you're not invested in the market, you can still get reasonable gains by participating in the market. And when the market drops, you don't lose a dime. A lot of these have very, very low and or some have no fees to get involved with them. There's a catch to everything. In an annuity, you have to let the money sit there for a period of time, but that's okay. We would never suggest that somebody puts even most or even half of their money into an annuity. Typically, it's maybe a third, maybe a little bit more than a third, sometimes a little bit less, but it's a vehicle in which you can set it and forget it. You put their money in the annuity. It guarantees you an income for the rest of your life. And if you pass before you've used it all, it passes to your beneficiaries, which is why it's a good alternative to taking a pension as annuity payments. You take the lump sum from the pension, you can put it into very, very defined fixed indexed annuity, and it can last the rest of your life, and it can last other people's lives as well if it's done properly.
One of the things that you do at Northern Alliance is you're very transparent, and that comes, I mean, that covers everything, including fees. Your clients know what they're paying and why.
Absolutely. Well, of course, as a fiduciary, we have to disclose everything, and we would anyway, but that's why we chose that license, because we can only make a recommendation if, in fact, it's in somebody's best interest. But our fees are very, I would say, very typical as far as other fiduciary firms. We have a maximum we can charge, and of course, there's a minimum as well, where it doesn't make sense to charge less than a certain amount. But it's based on, it's different for everybody. It's based on what we're doing. Sometimes we're using insurance products for a portion of our clients' assets, and that takes assets out of management for us, which means we're not getting an asset assets under management fee for that. Other times it's 100% assets under management, but the fee is disclosed right up front. There's no second guessing. On the investment side, we're having our wealth advisors tactically manage our clients' accounts, and that's trying to predict what's due to happen. But more importantly, it's being reactive when something does happen in the market, like a negative downturn. But it's 100% transparency, and it's pretty simple. If you don't lie, you don't have nothing to worry about, right? You don't forget what you said.
No, of course not. And so one of the other things is that estate planning. Do people want to talk about that? And I say that with, I kind of know the answer, but I mean, it is a subject that has to be addressed.
It is a subject that has to be addressed. And I'll tell you, about half of the time we're bringing it up because people see us as the financial advisor. But part of our five page fact finder that we go through with absolutely everybody that comes through the door is, do you have a will and or do you have a trust? More often they say, yeah, I've got a will. And our next question is, how long ago has it been updated? And they say, oftentimes 5, 10, 15, 20 years, when our kids were born and the kids are out of the house now. So
of course,
that's the subject we brought up. So estate planning is a very important piece of retirement. Even though we're not attorneys, we partner with many different firms. In fact, Derek and I are interviewing another firm this coming week. We're growing, and we need more estate planning attorneys. So we're interviewing some pretty large firms to take care of our clients for that exact reason, because that's such an important part of retirement.
Well, I know in one of the seminars you will have an estate planning attorney there, and folks can sit with him or her and really find out some things about their own estate plan.
That's right. Last week, right in Southern Maine, Derek and I ran an asset preservation workshop at the Sokol Library, and then we ran one in the Scarborough Library, and we passed 19 names of potential clients for us over to the estate planning firm so that they can look at that hour-long complimentary consultation. 19 in 2 weeks. So that's why we're interviewing other firms. We have that level of interest these days.
Yeah. So the seminars, let's talk about that for a sec. I know we're going to take a break here, but the seminars are sort of filling up again, I get.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We had 30 people, 35 people at the Sokol Library, and I think we had close to 42 at the Scarborough Library.
Goodness, that's fantastic.
Yeah, we're letting people know through mailers. We're also putting it in the newspaper, and we also do some, we don't do this, but we have a company that's doing some Facebook marketing. Just saying, hey, if you're interested, it's 100% education. Nothing's being sold. Come in and listen to what we have to say. Learn the difference between a will and a trust, and learn about indexing strategies in the market. And then it shows that we're a holistic firm, that we take all of this into account.
All right, 833-856-1384. On that note, let's take a quick break. Come on back. We've got questions from listeners and more right after this.
Listeners have questions, and we've got answers. That and more coming up next.
In life, there are defining moments.
You may kiss the bride.
You got the job, buddy!
Retirement is one of those standout, exhilarating times.
Carpe diem. Seize the day.
Meet at no cost with our local independent team who are here to help coach you along this journey. Call Lance Gilman, 833-856-1384. That's 833-856-1384.
Grandpa, how come you don't have to go to work anymore?
Oh, well, that's because I was smart and got the help I needed to get a retirement plan together. I met with a professional who took all that money I'd saved and all those investments and turned it into, well, you know what a paycheck is, right? Well, they built a retirement paycheck. That's why I don't have to work. Living the good life. Your grandma's going to be fine, too.
I want to be like you. I'm going to do that, too.
The proper growth, protection, and income strategies vital for your retirement. Talk to a professional about the best custom strategies for you and your retirement. Call Lance Gilman at Northern Alliance Financial, 833-856-1384. Lance Gilman, Northern Alliance Financial, 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384.
Funny money or not so funny money? This time, we're talking about funny money.
This is really smart money, but this guy's laughing all the way to the bank in his early retirement, so let's call it funny money. He worked very hard, though, to retire at the ripe old age of 24. Mike Rosehart is actually 3 years into his retirement now at the age of 27. He's living a life of leisure in Canada with his 28-year-old wife, Elise, and their two children. Now, how did he do this? Well, first, they lived very lean. He even, and I'm sure politely, asked his wife to lay off the Starbucks. Throughout college, Mike worked full-time and lived the lean life and saved and saved and saved. At 19, he bought a $152,000 cottage with money he'd saved and his student line of credit. He and Elise rented every room and made money off the profit. They both graduated debt-free and with money in the bank. He landed a job at $42,000 a year after college. His wife was earning $26,500 per year. With money saved and living on just one salary and saving more, Mike started purchasing rental properties. He ended up selling his 11 properties and he knew he had hit his FIRE, financially independent retire early number of 25 times his yearly living expenses. He said he knew he needed $485,000 to retire and he had an equity in his property just under $760,000. To their credit, Mike and Elise are very smart with their money. They even made money on their wedding. They made money on their wedding by finding a venue that didn't charge them as long as they invited enough guests. Well, Mike jokes that with cash gifts, he actually made a profit on his wedding. Even though Mike and his wife started and finished very early, they add new meaning to it's never too late to get started in preparing for your retirement. For Funny Money, I'm Dave Perkins.
We are back on Financial Safari. Peter Hansen is here, 20 plus years, or nearly 20 years, helping folks get to retirement and so much more. You know, we were talking about your seminars. There's an asset preservation workshop, and then what's the other one that you do?
We do a retirement income planning workshop, which really is a revamp of the old Social Security workshop. Heavy on Social Security, telling people, you know, how to best maximize their Social Security. Because most people have questions about that. And, you know, Social Security can't tell you what to do, but we can make some suggestions.
Of course. And again, in that way, you're hearing your folks, if you're interested in the seminars that we were talking about at the end of the last segment, now's the time to visit that website, nafinancialadvisors.com. nafinancialadvisors.com is the website. Check it out because you can find out where the seminars are, and there is going to be one near you. I say that with a certain amount of confidence.
Absolutely. Derek and I booked, I think, 7 of them between now and June. Quite a few. And then Jeremy's in the Augusta area. Derek and I work in the Wyndham area. We have one coming up in Agunquit at the Wells Agunquit Senior Center. I mean, if you live in Maine, probably there's one not too far from you.
Okay, fair enough. And visit that website, find out. You can also call and find out as well. And that number again is 833-856-1384. 833-856-1384. All right, let's jump into a few questions here, Peter. See what folks are wondering today. Gus has checked in from Wyndham. He says, he's asking, is it relatively easy to roll over a 403B?
It is. In fact, a 403B is a retirement savings vehicle, just like a 401K. And a lot of people don't know this, but the difference is a 401K is a retirement savings vehicle for employees of a for-profit company. And a 403B is exactly the same for a not-for-profit company. Oftentimes, people that work at not-for-profit hospitals and or the university systems or towns, oftentimes, towns, they might have a 457, but a 403B is for a not-for-profit. So is it relatively easy to roll over? Yes, as long as you're are 59 and a half and still working there, or if you have left the company and still have your 403B over there, it is a relatively easy to do. Rollover is just a non-taxable transaction. It's just transferring it from one place to another. Usually you roll it over into a traditional IRA. Very simple to do. In fact, we do it every day.
Okay, that's perfect. 833-856-1384. Gus, give us a call. Love to hear from you. Diane is in Scarborough. Says, hey, I have close to $1 million in tax-deferred funds. I'm 54. Would it be possible to spend that down before RMDs kick in, or would conversions to Roth in my early 60s be best? Ooh, I like her question.
That is a good question. And I guess what I have to say there is we need to know more. This is a perfect example of, you know, sometimes people hearing the word Roth. Sounds like she knows what it is. In fact, she knows what, mm-hmm. what converting to a Roth is. But it would depend on, you know, what is your income bracket the years that you're still working? If say she still didn't say she retired, right?
Right. No, she's in her 50s yet, I think.
Yeah, she's in her 50s, so chances are she hasn't retired. It could be. It could make sense. Oftentimes, when we're converting forever tax dollars, she says she's got $1 million in tax-deferred dollars, but that's going to be taxed forever unless she starts doing Roth conversions. And when we do that, we recommend laddering Roth conversions. So in other words, you convert a little bit this year, and then a little bit the next year, and then a little bit the following year to go ahead and turn those forever tax dollars to never tax dollars, because when you convert it to Roth, it grows tax-free, and the withdrawals are tax-free, unlike the status that it's in right now. However, we usually recommend and then bring in a third party, which would be a CPA. If they don't have one, we work with partners, and we'd bring their accounts and their taxes over to the CPA and say, do you, Mr. CPA, Mrs. CPA, recommend a Roth conversion? And if so, what would you put your stamp of approval on? How much this year? How much next year? So laddering Roth conversions is great. Sounds like she's done some homework. Yeah.
Sure. Well, and again, she's concerned about RMDs, which she should be. So, but I think in her case, just because she's as young as she is, she's not going to have to worry about that until 75, right? I mean, because that happens over the next 10 years.
Within the next 10 years, you're right. Right now it's 73. It'll be 75 by the time she's thinking of it. And so she's thinking well in advance. I wouldn't necessarily have to start converting now, but yes, that's something we'd want to look at. I'm dealing with two folks that are retiring from a pharmaceutical company right now, and they're retiring a little bit early, prior to their full retirement age on Social Security. But as soon as they're done working, we're going to start the conversions over to Roth dollars, because their RMDs are going to, I say kill them. It's going to be quite a burden because they have so much money that's going to be taxable. So we better take care of it now rather than later. Yep.
All right. Well, I mean, you know, that's kind of a good problem to have.
It is a good problem to have, but you know, if you're going to be worth your salt as an advisor, you better make sure it happens. Yeah.
Right. You're right. And so let's see. Diane, give us a call, 833-856-1384. Gino is in Kennebunk, says, is it true that you can retire and live on dividend income? I'm 48 years old. Wanted to see if that was something is actually doable. Would this option be something that is both reusable and safe? Thanks in advance.
Reusable. We actually offer a series of funds that create dividend income. In the last couple of years, the dividend funds haven't been doing as well. They're still generating that level of dividend. So sometimes you have these blue chip stocks that are packaged together and put into a series of high yield dividend funds, which make it 4 or 6% out for the duration of time that you're invested in there. But recently, the principal, the balance that's in that account has been dropping down quite a bit. I like to explore dividend funds, especially when somebody's asking about it and or it looks like they're a candidate. I like to also look at other alternatives to dividend funds. If somebody's looking at a dividend fund, perhaps they're looking at a defined amount of income to supplement Social Security and or things in retirement. You know, oftentimes you can turn to an insurance vehicle where that principal never goes down. In other words, it doesn't have a detriment due to market decline. And I'm not saying one's better than the other, but let's explore options. I like the fact of dividend funds. I have clients extracting income from high yield dividend accounts, which makes sense, but it also makes sense to get advice from a fiduciary, look at all of the options and explore a fiduciary that also has their insurance license so that they can give you all the options available to you.
Of course. All right. That makes sense. Gino, call us. 833-856-1384 is the number. And see, we've got time for one more here. Candace in Waterville says, what can you do when a 401k isn't available and you maxed your contribution to an IRA? I'd like to move the money, but I'm trying to save for retirement and move the money I have saved into some kind of long-term account. Any tips?
Yeah, if she's saved the money, I'm going to assume she's already paid taxes on these dollars. which would mean it comes with a certain cost basis. However, to go ahead and save, I mean, that sounds like a perfect candidate to be funding an annuity. A lot of people don't know that annuities are tax deferred by nature. So she can actually go into some certain types of fixed index annuities or annuities themselves and fund, you know, every month she has $500 extra maybe per month. She can put that $500 into an annuity, which grows tax deferred. She won't pay the taxes on anything but the growth, and only when she starts withdrawing from the retirement. That's the first thing that pops in my mind. Sure. Of course, like everything, we need more information. But again, without a doubt, there's vehicles out there for you to go ahead and save in this scenario if you've maxed out everything else that you can do in your qualified funds. Yeah, and you have some non-qualified after-tax dollars. That's what I would do.
Well, and again, that's where working with, you know, independent fiduciary, somebody with a lot of experience like you, you know, you see things differently, and that's why we come to you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And well, if everybody knew what to do, we wouldn't have a job. So it's good that not everybody knows exactly what to do. You know, unfortunately, though, Steve, the advice that people get depends on the door they walk through. And I think that's why it's important when you sit down with somebody, check out the licenses that they have. Look them up on the Bureau of Insurance. Go through something called broker check. You know, look to see who they are, how long they've been in the business. You know, what is their background? Ask for their bio. We all send our bios out to everybody. In other words, where do we come from? Where do we live? Where does our family live? What kind of history do we have in this industry? Do your homework when you're going to meet with somebody. I think I'm very partial to the word fiduciary. That's why we got that license. It means we can only do what's in your best interest. But yeah, do your homework without a doubt. Look to investigate. Try to not make sure that you understand who you're working with. Don't just assume that the company that they work for has done their due diligence on that employee or that advisor. Do your own.
And again, this is something that you know, you have conversations similar to this. You know, probably most weeks.
Every day. Yeah, we're meeting
every
with people.
Every day. All right.
Every
day. So I was being generous there.
Without a doubt. And this is a very busy year. I think, you know, we're always pretty busy. I wouldn't really say there's even a slow time now. People are coming through from our referrals is number one for us. That's how we're guiding most of our clients. Workshops is number two, television, and then radio. This is where the people are coming in from. And oftentimes people will go to a workshop, see us on TV, hear us on the radio, and say, okay, we got to go check, you know, these folks out. We're very busy.
I think that's good advice, Peter.
Yep.
Check these guys out, 833-856-1384. We got to take, we're going to take one more quick break, but we're right back after this.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey, here it is, folks, a great way for you to review your individual circumstances, all with no cost and no obligation. Find out how much risk you're really taking. What about taxes? Yes, it's going to be a conversation. And of course, how much are you paying in fees or commissions? And of course, a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefit. Pick up the phone, call us right now, 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384. Peter, as always, a pleasure to connect, and I look forward to our next visit.
Thanks, Steve. Same here. It's been fun. I can't believe how fast that hour goes. Every time we do this, is the quickest hour of my week. I appreciate it.
Well, all right, folks. And again, we appreciate you listening, too. We're going to be back next week. More topics and questions, that and more here on Financial Safari with Peter Hansen.
Hey, Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, hereafter known as Foundations, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The content provided is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and not necessarily those of Foundations and its affiliates. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer to sell any securities or represent an express or implied opinion or endorsement of any specific investment, opportunity, offering, or issuer. Any discussion of performance or returns is not indicative of future results. Any discussions of specific strategies are for informational purposes only and have been provided to help determine whether they may be appropriate for your specific situation. If applicable, the primary goal in converting retirement assets into a Roth IRA is to reduce the future tax liability on the distributions you take in retirement or on the distributions of your beneficiaries. Each individual investor situation is different, and ideas provided may not be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Foundations only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. Nothing herein constitutes a recommendation that any security, portfolio of securities, or investment strategy is suitable for any person. No legal or tax advice is provided. Please review your retirement, tax, and legacy planning strategies with a legal or tax professional before transacting or implementing any strategy discussed herein. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to investment advisory products. Rates and guarantees provided by insurance products and annuities are subject to the financial strength of the issuing insurance company, not guaranteed by any bank or the FDIC. This is not endorsed or affiliated with the Social Security Administration, any federal Medicare program, or any U.S. government agency. If applicable, we do not offer every plan available in your area. Any information we provide is limited to those plans we do offer in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all of your options. All rights reserved.